This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll look for your calls again in a moment at 803-0550. First, though, Bulldog, I know you're excited, even though you're not eligible. It's contest time.
Oh.
Be caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. To win a pair of tickets to see comedian Mr. Derek at Rob's Playhouse Theater this Saturday. Mr. Derek was recently featured on the Joe Rogan Experience. He is one of the fastest rising comedians in the country. We have your chance now to win a pair of tickets. Visit robsplayhousetheater.com for details. How conspicuous was that? My slowness in getting to the copy.
That's fine. I thought you were setting me up for something else. I'm excited. Okay, I can't wait to find out what I'm excited about.
My new best friend is any listener who was listening there and going, he's looking for the read.
Yeah. No.
He doesn't have the read. It's never this long, the music.
Right.
If you thought that, you're my new best friend, like it or not. I was thinking about the Jets, so we're talking about...
I'm always thinking about the Jets.
You are. Imagine being me. Devontae Adams and what happens there... I mean, certainly it's a big part of the conversation, the merits of this idea for the Bills. Well, all right, so say they're out. Who's in? Somebody's in. Somebody, maybe it's Washington or a team that you wouldn't have to worry about until the Super Bowl. How'd you like hearing that? Washington.
I loved how that sounded.
But he probably makes anybody better, and the Jets would be the kind of obvious favorite. He wants to go, they say, and Rodgers, like, the Jets absolutely should try to do it.
Sure.
You went as far as to sign or trade for Rodgers. Don't stop short. You have a chance to get a great receiver. So what if it does something with Garrett Wilson? You're not getting that much out of him right now anyway, and you're trying to win it. So they have to be aggressive, I think. One thing about them, before the season started, I made this point, and it definitely got, we heard from fans who even were like sort of angry about it. The difference in the Bills' schedule versus the Jets. They play almost entirely the same schedule as the other teams in their division, but there are three games that are different. And they happen to be one AFC North team, one AFC West team, and one NFC North team. And which it is lined up by how you finished last year. So for the Bills, that's at Baltimore, Kansas City, and at Detroit. I mean, all three of those teams were in the championship round.
Mm-hmm.
For the Jets, rather, it was at the Steelers, home to Denver, and at Minnesota, which is going to be played in England.
Right.
So they don't even go to Minnesota. They go to England, which is farther.
I think harder than going to Minnesota.
Not a real road game.
But not a real road game, but I don't know.
Much different sounding before the season.
Yes.
The Bills look way tougher in each of those games than what the Jets had.
And the Jets already lost to Denver.
They've lost to Denver already.
Now they've got to get on a plane and go play Minnesota in England.
Minnesota's 4-0.
Right.
They were supposed to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers are not bad. Are they? Actually not bad. 3-1. It probably, I would say, all of it looked easier before the season started.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Bills games don't look any easier now than they did. And
no,
they've already lost one of them.
No. I mean, the Chiefs don't look like a juggernaut or anything, but they're still the Chiefs. So, like, they rate just on rep, even if they are, whatever, they're 4-0, but they're just squeezing by in these games. Yeah, I mean, the advantage... opponent-wise was there then, and you know, who knows how it'll all shake out. But, yeah, it's not going, not looking great right now anyway, at least already losing to Denver at home like they did, and now Minnesota looks a lot tougher. Their whole schedule to start was kind of mean, I would say. The time, like San Francisco on a Monday night to start the year, and then a road game on the heels of that, then a short week for a Thursday game. Well, you know, they won those two, and you know, at Tennessee and home for New England, but still short week, home for Denver, and then off to London, and then they get back from London. I mean, they get an extra day here, but they're playing on Monday.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Night, I don't know, the start there, the Monday night point doesn't hold. That's a favor they get, you know, to have an extra day after traveling back from England. But those first five games, that was kind of tough on them, I'd say. Like, you know, Monday night out west, short week, coming back on the road again, and then Thursday short week on top of that. Like, that's a tough start for a 40-year-old quarterback.
They have four more night games. All before Thanksgiving, the Jets. Not including this, which is morning. But what would that be? Five standalone games out of seven? The Vikings, the Monday night Bills game at Pittsburgh is a Sunday night game. Ugh, that's pretty bad. Week seven. Then Thursday night Halloween against Houston. And November 17th is a Sunday night against Indianapolis.
Well, I just noticed that too. They get the short Thursday week twice? That's brutal. That is really tough. Poor Jets.
Oh, listen to you.
I love it. I did not realize they had a second Thursday game in there. That I would be if that were happening to the Bills, I would be really, really mad about it. I bet a lot of people would be.
Both before the bye.
Yeah. That is tough.
And I think this was what we said last year. Whether teams have the choice of taking their bye week after
England,
a trip abroad. And I guess if that's still the case, the Jets chose not to do that because they're playing the Bills in week six.
Right.
The Bills also made that same choice, and they played the Sunday night the following week against the Giants at home.
Right.
At least didn't have to travel. Same for the Jets here. They're averaging 19 points a week. I know what has happened in the league this year. Like, not everybody is scoring much. But still, they play very slow. I'm not checking out. I thought before the year they'd be good. The Denver loss is bad. I mean, it's 10-9. It's kind of a gross score in the rain. Denver's defense might be excellent. Jets had a field goal to win it, missed the field goal. I still think they're to be taken seriously, with or without Devontae Adams. But there are bad signs.
Yeah, there are. I think the relationships don't have to matter if they win. But they're 2-2 now, and this game in England, I mean, I don't know, that could be a hell of a plane ride. You know, Rodgers absolutely is running the show there. He has completely emasculated the head coach. I think publicly, I can't imagine what happens privately there, but like publicly, this cadence nonsense, like he's telling a guy that he's bossing around to hold guys accountable. The coach is turtling when asked about the cadence point he made after the game. He's like, oh, no, it was never an issue. It's fine. We're fine. We're best friends. Everything's fine. Sure. Whatever you say, man. 98% of that roster can't stand the coordinator, but he's Rodgers' guy. I feel like they could implode. They lose this game to Minnesota in England. Monday Night Football could be a circus in there. I mean, the Bills have to go in there and do it and beat them.
Fires?
But, man.
Fires in the upper deck?
Give me fires in the upper deck. Give me fires on the sidelines. I mean, Rodgers is liable to light a fire under Salah the way he treats his coach.
Maybe we get a second. I mentioned that Giants game last year. Maybe we get Tyrod Taylor. Again,
that would worry
in
me.
Prime
that
time.
Would worry me a little bit, Tyrod.
You think they're a better team with Tyrod Taylor?
I don't know about that, but Rod, they, I know it was raining and all of that. I mean, he missed a lot of stuff. And it was like a lot of guys not stopping, like just different stuff that you've seen over the years that really makes him frustrated. You've got Garrett Wilson talking about, I'm watching football on other, you know, watching games on Sundays and teams are doing stuff that we just don't do. We don't do enough stuff. Like, it's Rodgers' offense with his hand-picked coordinator that he refused to let them replace or augment in any way, and you've got the star receiver now. Now he's got to be worrying about whether Davante Adams is coming off the top rope. I just burn, baby, burn.
Rodgers doesn't need stuff. That's going to be his take. I don't need stuff. I'm going to put the ball in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I know where you're supposed to be. Because any missed throw would be, I think, in his mind, someone else's fault.
Sure.
And, you know, Adams is somebody where you would think, I'm not going to have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even Garrett Wilson is posing that problem,
yes.
Quote, problem for him. Paul Hamilton coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. This is WGR.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.